you've discovered TalkZone.com. TalkZone.com. The best in internet talk radio. TalkZone.com. Welcome to How to Tour Italy with your host, Anthony Capozzoli. Anthony's passion for Italy is contagious. His dream is to bring Italy to life for people everywhere and to help them embrace the wonderful Italian lifestyle at home. Now, with How to Tour Italy, let's welcome travel expert, guidebook author, photographer, and radio host, Anthony Capozzoli.
Hi, this is Anthony Capozzoli with the How to Tour Italy project. Thanks for joining me today. I'm going to be covering a few things, actually, that the guidebooks don't ever tell you about for your visit here to Italy. So I'm just going to kind of go things. It's going to be a little bit of a random order, actually, and I just kind of jotted some ideas down. I thought some things that might be helpful to everybody coming over here to spend some time. First and foremost, with car rentals. You know, I love them and I hate them. And I love them because you have access to the smaller towns and places that you simply cannot get to on the train. The trains usually stay in the valleys. It's hard to get up into the hill towns or any distance away from the bigger or more commercial centers of Italy. They do have some smaller local trains. But even though you can do that, you still need access by cab or by a car of some kind to get up into the medieval cities and things like that. So you sometimes have to do it. Now, a couple things about them. You cannot, remember this, drive in city centers if you are not a registered resident, even with a car rental. Now, how does that work? I'm not exactly sure. You have to be living, let's say, in Florence. Florence is one of these cities. If you drive your rental car in the city center of Florence, you will get a ticket. They have these mechanisms, kind of like they do in the States. If you pull off a toll, they can take a picture of your car. They have the same things here in the bigger cities throughout Italy, especially the highly touristed locations. Florence is one of these places. They will snap a picture of the car license plate. They will send a ticket. They'll find out where that car is registered. In this case, the company that you rented the car from, they will send a ticket to that car rental agency. That car rental agency then sends you or forwards you on the ticket. And just to make things interesting, they usually tack on a 50 euro fee for administration costs for that wonderful ticket that you got that you didn't know that you were getting or didn't know that you even had. And they don't make it very clear, by the way. It's not in writing. They don't give you a heads up. I went and did it myself to see if they would say anything to me about not having not being able to drive in the city centers. They said nothing. So I don't know why they don't. I'm not sure if they think it's funny or something, but they don't give you a heads up at all. So you either know that or you don't, and you'll get a ticket if you drive in the city center. Not to beat a dead horse, but it's very important because each time you pass into and out of the city center, it's another ticket. It's not like once a day. That's true for regular cars. However, if you have a Vespa or a two-wheeled vehicle, motorcycle or something, you can go in and out of the city center no problem, even if you're not a registered resident. But cars cannot. Keep in mind, Florence is one of these cities, and they will nail you. A couple other things here. They'll send this ticket, and there's lots of things that the car rental agencies will just bill you for and that you won't always know about. And one of those things is ticket processing. The other thing is if you bring the car back without a full tank, and this is also true in the U.S., they bill you for an entire full tank of gas, not just a little bit of gas. Let's say you only left it three-quarters full. They don't bill you for the quarter tank. They'll bill you for an entirely full tank of gas at whatever the rate of gasoline is here in Italy, plus an additional what I'll call administration fee for that fill-up. So it's something to keep in mind, and that's also true in the U.S., so it's not a big deal if you're renting cars. Just something to be aware of. Also, if you do plan to rent a car, be sure you do a couple different things here. First and foremost, make sure you have a great map. Not a good map, a great map. The kind of map that you'll spend more than you think you should on. I think Michelin makes pretty good maps. Companies that are reputable, that have awesome maps, spend the money. Even if it's a book of maps for the whole country, that you don't need because you're only going to be in one particular region. But if you're driving, be sure to buy a very, very good map. It'll pay for itself in the end with, you know, an aggravation pain, I think is the way to put it. Because a couple things might happen. I rented from this company when I rented my car here a GPS, thinking, okay, great, I'll have the GPS. And because I assumed, because I rented it, I had a reservation for it, I paid for it, at least I made the reservation with the credit card and everything online to do so, that it would be there waiting for me when I rented my car. Of course, when I go there, they said, oops, I'm sorry, we don't have a GPS for you, but here's your car. Okay. And because I made the mistake that there would be a GPS attached inside the vehicle, or they would give me one to use in the vehicle, I didn't bring the book of maps that I just told you to bring with you. And thankfully, I was only going from Florence down to San Gimignano, which is a very straight shot on the Florence and Siena route, so piece of cake. It was lucky for me in this case. However, I did pay the price because I left San Gimignano and I had to go to Montefalconico, which is not on the beaten path, and it is kind of out of the way. I had to stop four or five times to ask for directions. And then a good story on that side, actually. I did find some gentleman in San Gimignano because I wanted to make sure I was kind of off on the right way here because the map is very limited in what it covered, that the car rental company gave me. It gives you a map for specifically the city center, and then it gives you kind of an overview map of a portion of Tuscany, not even the whole thing. So, just know they don't spend a lot of money on giving you a good map, and if just because you reserved a GPS doesn't mean that you're going to get one. So, once again, I have to reiterate, make sure you invest in a good map that you buy in the States that you bring with you here. So anyway, I'm in San Gimignano and I asked this gentleman, I said, how do I get to Montefalconico? Now, he proceeded to give me perfect directions. He explained it to me a couple of times. He actually took out a piece of paper that I gave him. He wrote down in writing how to do it. Then he kind of drew a little bit of a map on how to get there, and it worked perfectly. It got me there literally without any real problems. I made a couple of wrong turns, but there was I was second-guessing myself, but his map was actually perfect. Now, that's the other thing. When you are driving, there are a couple things to remember. You got to be patient. You're going to make wrong turns. There's going to be confusing signs. You're going to end up in places you can't even believe you're in. But always know that it's going to happen and have some fun with it. Stop along the way. In fact, kind of make it a bit of an adventure. I recommend packing a little bit of a lunch, a couple sandwiches, some finger foods, things like that. Bring some bottled water because they don't, like in the U.S., they have these rest stops. You can stop in, get gas, get food. They have them in Italy, but they either have one of two kinds of places. One place is gas only and things for your car, and the other one is gas and food, and they will mark very, very clearly that it is a cafe or a restaurant on the road sign. It's usually a red sign with an A for some reason. If you see that, that's a stop that you can make to actually get some water and some food and things like that. If you think you'd be able to stop along the way, you're kind of rolling the dice a little bit because you might get unlucky and only get a place that serves gas if you're dying of thirst. You've got to wait to the next stop. But there are plenty of gasoline or petrol stops along the way on the highways here, so that's pretty cool. Now, the other side of that, though, I think I should point out is the cafe stops are fewer and farther between. So just know that they're not as frequent. So if you want to, just make sure you pack a little bit of a lunch, have some fun, have your camera ready. You're going to see some very cool things. I did happen to make a couple of stops yesterday when I was doing this, kind of traveling around by car, and stopped along to some fantastic hill towns that I didn't plan on going to, but they caught my eye from the roadside and went out of my way, got off the highway, drove up into these smaller hill towns, and got out, spent a few hours cruising around, having a little bit of espresso, some great pictures. So definitely plan to get lost, have some fun with it, make sure you have your map, and if you're lucky enough to rent a GPS and have the company actually give it to you, then you'll have no problem getting where you need to go. So I don't want to continue too much about that, but just know that renting a car is a little bit frustrating in that, you know, you can get tickets and things like that, but if you plan ahead and listen to some tips I just gave you, it should work out just fine. Now, number two, this is actually something pretty cool, I think. You can buy tickets for the same day entry for all state-run museums here in Florence at two different ticket booth locations. They are located, the first one is at Or San Michele, between St. John the Baptist and Doubting Thomas on Via dei Calzioli, or rather at Piazza San Marco, and that's near kind of by the Academia and the David. Just up the street and to the left is Piazza San Marco by the San Marco Museum that is also worth a stop. It's awesome. So the booth is open. The booths are open from 8:30 to 6:30, Monday through Friday, and 8:30 to 12:30 on Saturday. They are closed on Sundays. So if you plan on kind of coming to Florence without having major reservations for the Academia or the Uffizi, and you're unlucky enough to arrive on a Sunday, you're going to have to wait in line, like everybody else, at the Uffizi or the Academia to get in because these places are closed. Now, the great thing is if you come any other day but Sunday, you can walk right up to these ticket booths in the morning, buy your tickets for the day, Same day entry, mind you. Now, it might not be instant entry, meaning if you get there at 8:30 or right when it opens, they might only have their first tickets available at 10 a.m., so you've got an hour and a half to kill. But you know you're getting in at 10 a.m., so then you can take advantage of the time that you would have spent waiting in line to get into these museums. I see it over and over again. Hundreds and hundreds of people by the way. I've walked up to them at the Academia and the Uffizi, gave them this very same tip. They look at me like I'm insane or I'm trying to rip them off or something. And they sit and continue in waiting in line. So I'm telling you on the show here that you can do this, and not have to waste a minute of your time. And then also, you can enjoy while you're waiting for these tickets, the last leg. Let's say you buy tickets at Orsan Michel, to get into the Uffizi. You can enjoy the last leg of my gelato and chocolate walking tour that'll be posted here soon instead of waiting in line with the Uffizi. So you get to take total advantage of this, enjoy some wonderful gelato at some great gelaterias here in Florence, eat some wonderful chocolate by some handmade chocolate artisans, fantastic stuff, instead of waiting in line, then you get to go in and enjoy the Uffizi. It's fantastic. Now, like I said, now sometimes, let's say you want to go in on a Monday, the only chance you're taking if you haven't made reservations online is they might not have tickets available for the day that you want to get in that Monday. But if you don't care if you're going to be here a couple of days, it's still okay because you'll get in without having to waste any time in line. The museums that are included by state-run museums that you can buy tickets to at these two ticket locations are the Uffizi, the Academia, so that's the David, the Pitti Palace, the Medici Chapels, San Marco with all of the wonderful, wonderful frescoes by Fra Angelico, the Bargello, among others. And you can check out a list of all the museums I just listed and details about these locations. I'm going to have maps up on howtotouritaly.com, so you can check out all the information that you need. And there's even a phone number if you need to call. There's really no need to call them. Actually, just walk right up, buy your tickets. And usually the booth agents speak fantastic English, so if you don't speak any Italian, you're going to be just fine. Okay, moving on. Number three, how to use the little Italian coffee pot that is often in the villas that you rent. It seems a little bit crazy, but this is something that's interesting. If you want to save some money instead of spending 90 cents or a dollar or $2 or €2 rather for every little espresso that you take, you can make coffee at home. And they've got those little Italian percolators. One thing you're going to do, the first thing you're going to do is unscrew it. It comes apart right in the middle, kind of at its waist, so you unscrew it. Give it a quick wash in the sink. Then you're going to take the base, the bottom of it, fill it up with water almost to the top. There's going to be a little gap in the neck. Fill it up right to that point. Put the little the stemmed screen into the base. Fill that stem screen with coffee that you bought at the cafe or at the supermarket. And it's espresso ground coffee. You fill up that little screen. Screw the top back on. Pop it on the stove. Put it on a medium to high heat and let it boil. It's going to boil and percolate. A perfect little pot of coffee. Then you take that that coffee, and what I also recommend doing is simultaneously boiling some water so you can cut it, the espresso that you just made in the little Italian percolator, and make your own little Americano coffees at home just to cut it. Otherwise, you're going to be drinking straight espresso. If you don't have any sugar and stuff, that might keep you up for 3 or 4 days. And I'm sure that we all, when I'm on vacation, I like to sleep. So that's something that to keep in mind. You can cut it, make your little Americanos at home, and enjoy a nice cup of Americano coffee. Now, I have to admit, I love the espresso here in Italy, but sometimes I just want to sit down and enjoy a cup of coffee and enjoy sipping it for a little bit instead of rifling down an espresso and moving on with the rest of my day. But so that's something you can do at home. If you want to see the countryside, you're in Florence and you didn't rent a car, but you definitely want to get out and see a bit of the countryside, but you know, you don't have a car and you're not sure how you're going to do it. You don't need to take a cab out to the country. I recommend for €1.20 each way, so it'd be €2.40 round trip, this little route on the bus. And you can go from the center of Florence to this little town, Villa Magna. It's very, very beautiful. It's a two bus route, piece of cake. What you're going to do is you're going to take bus 23A. From the corner of Via Proconsolo and Via degli Albizzi. That is right behind the Duomo. If you have the Duomo at your back, that's just around to the right. The stop is right there on the right side of the street as you walk on Proconsolo, right in front of a little restaurant. It's usually closed during the afternoon, so when you're going to be picking this bus up, it'll be closed because it's usually only open for dinner. You're going to take bus number 23A. To Bagno Ripoli, excuse me, and you're going to get off at the Rodolico stop. That's Rodolico stop. It's a little cafe. It's a roundabout. All you have to do when you get on the bus is ask the bus driver at the first or second stop, say, you know, is this Rodolico? Queste Rodolico? And he'll shake his head and say no. But then you know, he'll tell you or point to you if this is indeed Rotolico. How you'll know, the bus is going to come into a circle stop, like a roundabout, if you will. There's a little cafe. He's going to kind of go to the right. You're going to get off there. That's Rotolico. He'll let you know. Just ask the bus driver to tell you or ask one of the other people that are on the bus with you. It's about 20, 30 minutes bus time outside of Florence, which is, if you have a car, it's half that. The little cafe, you're going to sit, have an espresso, or maybe a beer, or a Prosecco, waiting for bus number 48A. It's a little tiny bus. It's going to come into or right in front of the cafe. Before you get on it, though, there are two 48s. There's a 48A and a 48B. 48A goes up to Villamagna. 48B does not. It goes to the other side of the hill area here. What you're going to do before you get on, just walk up to the bus driver and say, you know, Villamagna, and he's going to shake his head yes or no. If he says yes, hop on, sit on the bus. It's going to take you all the way up to Villamagna. It's about a 20, 30-minute drive by bus that way. It's really cool, actually, because along the way you get to see some fantastic views of the valley here around Villamagna. It's absolutely beautiful, some olive orchards, some great vineyards. You get to see Florence in the distance, the Duomo. It's fantastic, and it's really cool. My favorite time of day to do it is right around dusk, like at the 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock time. I just love the way the sun's setting. It looks fantastic in the valley. It's very, very cool. Now, the only thing is, if you do that, you won't have any time to spend here in Villamagna, because if you don't have a cab or a car arranged when you get off and cruise around and don't catch the last 48 out of Villamagna, you're going to have to call a cab or a limo. Which is totally fine. I'm going to talk about, you know, why that's cool in a minute here. So, like I said, it's a very cheap way, and I like to consider it the monkfish tour as opposed to the lobster tour of the countryside of Italy here. Now, I happen to like monkfish, and I think for €2.40, it's a great way to see the countryside. You'll stop off at Villamagna. There's an awesome little cafe right in town at the piazza here. They speak no English, mind you. But you walk in, they understand cafe, they understand panino. All you have to do is point at the lunch meat that you want. The only question you're really going to have to answer is what kind of bread. I recommend pane toscano. You point at the salami that you want, and there's a variety of, you know, 8 or 10 in there. All local Tuscan salami. It's fantastic. And then the only real question you're going to have to answer is what kind of cheese. And the question she'll ask you is stagione o fresca. Stagione is aged. I prefer the aged. Or fresca is fresh, and it's a little bit, the aged is a little bit hard. The fresh is soft. Good way to consider it. Lighter taste on the fresh cheeses. I like the stronger taste of the aged cheeses. So definitely do that if you're taking some advice on a good sandwich. And then I think the Tuscan salami is wonderful here. Along with the bread, you can buy a bottle of wine, sit out in the cafe, enjoy the wine, buy some chips, have a sandwich, enjoy some sides. They've got some marinated artichokes. They've got wonderful olives under things like that. And it's super affordable. I mean, you bet the same very lunch in Florence, it's 2 to 3 times what you'll pay here. So I think for the two of you, let's say there's two of you, bottle of wine, two sandwiches, chips, and espresso, you're probably going to spend around €14, maybe. And that's pushing it. That depends on the kind of wine you buy. It's wonderful. There were wonderful people up here. Then you'll wait, I'd say tour around a little bit, get the sense of Villamagna. It's a super small town. They got a beautiful little church. If you walk around some of the streets, get a little bit lost. You really can't get too lost because it's a super, super small town. Take some pictures of all of the wonderful trees and the orchards in the valley here. It's completely worth the time. Then hop back on the bus and head back into head back into Florence, and it'll be on, again, it'll be bus 48. You can't miss it. You're going to get on here in the center. Don't forget to stamp your tickets. I don't want you to get a 45-year-old fine, which you will get when you're not expecting it, and they expect you to pay it on the spot in cash. So just be ready. Stamp your tickets. You can head back down. You're going to get back off the bus at Rotolico, and then from Rotolico, you're going to get on bus 23A. It'll take you right back into Florence, and you'll hop off the bus at right in front of Santa Croce. It's a great way to spend the day if you want to see the countryside, and it doesn't even have to be a full day. It can only be a few hours if you want it to be. It's great. However, if you're a little bit more adventurous and you want to try a wonderful meal at a wonderful restaurant right in the town at Villamagna, there's a place called Antico Forno, the old oven. It is wonderful. The owner is the chef. His wife is the server. It's kind of actually a bigger place, and it's a ristorante, so there's nice tablecloths, but it's not too terribly expensive. Keep in mind, this is Villamagna, so you can go in. They've got fantastic food. I happen to love it. I've eaten there a number of times. Their grilled specialties for the second course are delicious. I recommend the antipasti. They have a red pepper jam with gorgonzola on the side. So it's a gorgonzola paired with a red pepper jam. It is delightful. Super delicious. I don't know how to describe it other than that. And then my friend hand at Vino Roma. I made a poor recommendation on Twitter. I said you should try this with a nice red from Piedmont. She corrected me on Twitter, and thankfully she did. She said you should try something sweeter like a Vino Santo or a little bit on the sweeter side of things. So you can do that. Order a glass of Vino Santo with that as an antipasti if you want, and it's a delightful combination. Super, super good. The other thing is they have this, it's called Pizzi, P-I-C-I, Pizzi. I always kind of say that wrong. It's a Tuscan dialect. And it's a delicious kind of a carne ragu or meat sauce that goes with it as a primi piatti. The second course, I highly recommend their filet, their contrafilet, which is, there's a filet, no bone. Contrafilet has a bit of a bone. Or they've got some grilled specialties that are delicious. Grilled rabbit, and other things. And it's super, super good. Try that. On the side, they've got some Tuscan beans with olive oil. Just a really good place that I highly recommend. It's an affordable place. You'll have a wonderful time. Now keep in mind, they speak little to no English whatsoever, but that's okay. All you have to do is point at the menu. They will help you through it. It's truly wonderful. Now, they don't open until 7:30. They're open 7 days a week except Mondays. So don't do this on a Monday if you want to have dinner at Antico Forno. They're closed. The other advice, too, do not, under any circumstances, do this bus tour into the country on Sunday or any Italian holiday. The bus schedules are different. They go to different stops. They are, it seems like they're unannounced or meaning that you can't look at the stops on the sign to tell you where they're going. It's different. It's changing. The stop times are different. It's very difficult to get around in Italy on the bus system here on a Sunday and or a holiday. So don't do it. Do yourself a favor. Save yourself the heartache. You can only do this, on days, of the week that you know it will be exactly what they have posted on the signs. Believe me when I tell you. And if you do, by the way, have dinner at Antico Forno, I highly recommend you can arrange a car to come and pick you up, either a cab, or a car service, a limo. It's not going to be too terribly expensive. If you call a cab, they start the meter right when you call, all the way up the hill to pick you up and all the way back. So it'll probably be around 40, 50 euros to do the round trip. One way is around 25 euro. But it might be worth it. It's a wonderful experience. You get some great pictures, have some great food, and get a sense of what it's like to live in the Tuscan countryside just a few minutes outside of Florence. Now, if you arrange a limo, on my website at howtotouritaly.com, I can give you, there will be a list of limos that are available that you can arrange a ride to pick you up at a certain time so that you can come and enjoy your time here in Villa Magna. And like I said, this is going to be an outdoor experience, lots of cool pictures in a very, very small town, and one town actually that they don't really speak too much English, so it's kind of fun. And once again, please, please, please don't do this tour on a Sunday or a holiday. You'd be very mad at me, and I don't want you to be mad at me. I want you to have a really good time when you do the tour. So those are some of the tips that I highly recommend. And keep in mind, buy a very good map. Don't count on the rental company to give you a GPS, even though you reserved it. Sometimes it doesn't work. Make coffee at home. Save a couple of bucks with the Italian coffee pot. Get out to the countryside on the bus out to Villa Magna for a very, very cheap day. The monkfish tour, as I call it. It's pretty cool, but it's totally worth it. And then I guess the last tip, if you are renting a villa, staying in a villa or renting a house or something, garbage, it's not like in the U.S. where you just throw your garbage in a garbage can and then one day a week you take the garbage can out to the curb and then there's a garbage truck that comes by. You actually have to physically take your garbage to the local dumpster, if you will, and throw the garbage in the dumpster, and then the garbage trucks come and take the garbage out of the dumpster. So you have a little bit more work to do than in the U.S., which is fine because it actually keeps you on top of the garbage. That didn't really sound right, but you know what I meant. Anyway, things are going very, very good here in Italy. I thoroughly enjoy every moment. I've had some fantastic experiences that will all be coming out here on the How to Tour Italy radio show. All the videos that we're shooting, all the pictures we're taking, and all this great coverage and content. The book is coming along very, very nicely for my, my first book was called Una Bella Vista Roma. I'm going to be changing that to How to Tour Italy / and Rome, or this, and in this case, it'll be How to Tour Italy, Florence and Siena, along with the Tuscan hill towns. Some very cool stuff, great insights, great walking tours, all kinds of great stuff. And then I'm going to be, as soon as we finish this segment, I'm going to be recording the In Situ segment for a couple of great churches here in Florence. So I hope you are all enjoying what we're doing out here. Send me emails, shoot me up any kind of comments or feedback that you have. I'd love to hear it. If there's things that I'm not covering that you want me to, just let me know. I would love to do exactly what you're asking me to do. So I feel like I'm rambling a little bit here. I'm going to cut this right here. Hope you're all having a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. You can reach me at AJC at howtotouritaly.com or on Twitter, AJCSPQR, or you can check me out on TalkZone.com. Go to the travel page, from the travel page, How to Tour Italy show. Hope you're all having a great day. We'll talk soon. Ciao.
Dreaming of renting a villa in Italy? Papavero Villa Rentals, your Italy experts, will make that dream come true. We specialize in Italy 100% of the time. It's our passion and we love what we do. We're experts on travel to Italy and we're here to help you plan the perfect trip. From the Italian Alps to the beaches of Sicily, we personally select each property to assure your comfort. We travel to Italy multiple times a year to inspect and revisit each property to assure your physical comfort as well. We thump the pillows, check the water pressure, and sleep in the beds. We know each property intimately and are happy to help you choose the one that best suits your desires. And we don't stop there. Our frequent trips to Italy enable us to arrange day tours and services, all pre-approved by us so you can book with confidence. No matter what your dream may be, a stunning villa with staff on Lake Como, a country cottage in Tuscany, a chic apartment in Rome, or anything in between, trust your dream to Papavero Villa Rentals. Call us toll-free at 1-866-737-0000. That's 1-866-737-0000. Or visit us online at papaverorentals.com.